Hey guys, we're on the road to WrestleMania. But it looks like somebody wants off. Hey guys, and welcome to a special edition of Two Marks and a Chick. We're here to discuss the controversy of Punk possibly leaving the WWE.
Possibly.
Well, the WWE even followed him on Twitter.
Yeah, they went junior high on his ass.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure that means it's done. Anyways, guys, after a year, we're all finally back together. Woo!
Yay. Celebration. The band's back together.
Yay. Anyways, I'm Doug.
I'm Josh.
Whoa.
Oh, you weren't here. We broke kayfabe.
Since when?
SummerSlam.
Since SummerSlam.
Since the last time we recorded all those many moons ago.
Yeah.
You guys still aren't getting my name.
Well, then who are you? On the show.
I will be Holly. Who else am I going to
be? There you go. And that's Holly. Anyways, guys, okay, so
just you could have called yourself Princess Holly for all that matter.
Princess Holly. Your princess is in another castle.
Princess Banana Hammock.
Well, like I said before, guys, we are here to discuss the controversy surrounding the possible quitting of Punk from the WWE.
It's not possible. He's done.
Well, I mean, that's what we're going to discuss. Like, yeah. That's the thing.
And there's no possible about it if anybody's reading the dirt sheets and whatnot.
Yeah,
he's
so
done.
If you guys have been under a rock or for some reason you guys came to us first before you checked any other news website.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, by the way. I don't know why you would have.
After all the time we've had episodes and then disappeared and then came back. And
according to sources, quote-unquote, because no one's ever confirmed anything yet, Punk showed up to the arena Monday, had a meeting with Vince, and basically picked up his ball and went home. He told him he's going home, he's going back to Chicago, and he's been quiet ever since, and he's been pulled off advertising, all his matches for the weekend house shows have been rescheduled to Sheamus matches.
Yeah.
Perfect timing for him to come back.
Yep. Basically, the only thing that we have confirmed as far as a Punk appearance is going to be, because they haven't changed it, is he's still slated on advertising to be part of the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. But, like it always says at the bottom, every fucking advertisement ever, card subject to change.
Yep.
So now, let's discuss the last time Punk took time off.
Well, supposedly it was the Money in the Bank when he took the belt.
2011.
Yeah, when he took the belt.
Or 2010, one of the two.
Well, when he got the world title and said he's leaving.
Yeah, and then he was only gone for about a month.
Not even that. He wasn't technically even gone. He was still under contract. Well,
he wasn't in the ring.
They gave him a breather.
Yeah. Now, okay, so we're pulling a lot of this information off of other websites. We have no inside sources whatsoever because we are who we are.
You don't.
Okay, you got inside sources? What are you, TMZ now, just making up your sources? Because that happened with this story, too.
They can, I can.
Anyways, a lot of this information is
I have a sock puppet named Merle.
different news outlets from different websites, different bloggers, different everybody. Everybody's giving different opinions.
Well, also, to throw it in, past 2 to 3 days, Punk has been trending on Yahoo.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, off and on during those 2 to 3 days, he was the number one trending topic on Yahoo.
Yeah, this definitely has caused a big buzz online. Yeah. But that should be noted as well as why he is trending on Yahoo, and he's trending, I'm sure he's trending on Twitter. Him, the WWE, Colt Cabana, AJ Lee have all been dormant for the last couple days on Twitter.
Those people under the rock,
AJ and Punk are a couple. Yeah, they've been a couple for a while since their storyline.
Check out the Nerdist bowling, really awesome.
Yeah, you got it. Anyways, that's besides the point. Now, Holly has always sort of been the expressed, I wouldn't say anti-Punk of our group, but she doesn't exactly drink the Punk Kool-Aid like every other IWC person does.
I freebase it.
You freebase. Okay, so
kind of against the whole straight edge mentality.
Okay, so Holly, when I talked to you that morning, when I finally spoke with you on the drive, and I told you about it, what was your initial reaction?
Why is Doug crying so much?
No, I just honestly it just seemed kind of typical. Like he did it once before. If he doesn't like the way things are going, he obviously bolts. I think it's lazy, and it kind of discredits everything that he says he was working for. Maybe not discredits him completely. It's just a slap in the face to your fans. How do you do that to people with a conscience?
With the Jiminy Cricket. There you
right.
go.
Right.
What? Jiminy Cricket was Pinocchio.
I got it.
Okay. My initial reaction, confusion, don't know, like, haven't tried to figure out what's going on. I've looked at more wrestling websites over the last 36 hours than I have, probably total of my whole entire time being interested in wrestling.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a lot.
Is that the rule of three where you're just amping it up, or?
Yeah, a little amped up, put a little bit of kayfabe on it, but for the most, no, I've checked out almost every single dirt sheet I can find. I've been listening to podcasts of people that I swore I would never listen to again just because I could get information from those websites and those podcasts.
So you started listening to Nowhere California again?
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's your plug. There you go, buddy.
Facebook.com/Nowhere California.
Fuck you, I did it faster. But I agree with Holly, and that realization didn't come to me till today when I was listening to another podcast, and I'm not going to plug them here because fuck it, they're not paying us. There was a guy who pointed out...
Facebook.com/Nowhere California.
Are you paying us?
There was a guy who pointed out that, much while he's upset about it, he is upset as a fan because we don't get to see him at WrestleMania. We don't get to see him on TV anymore. His appearances are going to get cut in half, if not dried up completely, you know, for at least the next couple of months, you know, sort of thing. Like, that's sort of a slap in the face. Like, that's him saying, like, that's him not caring, like... Him not caring about our feelings involved. Now, granted, he's a human being.
Yeah.
We don't know him. We're not personal friends with him. But, I mean, you have
when
a
you
fan.
You put yourself out there, you have an obligation to people.
Like, but also...
Once you know that there is somebody out there who watches or is involved because of you, you put yourself out there to have that responsibility.
But also, too, Punk has put it out there where he doesn't really put up a shield of who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's always been upfront about who he is and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, too, from everything I've been reading on it, it seems like it's to the point of burnout. The injuries are nagging.
Mm-hmm.
The life on the road is nagging.
Yeah. None of us... Even with the tour bus, it's still a pain in the ass.
Are you telling me there's not a right way to handle it, though?
Honestly, no. Depending on how badly he's wanting to just step away and just go, you know what, I'm sorry.
He walked into Vince's office and handed him 7 weeks of script and said, this is what I'm doing. He has enough pull. He has enough say. He has no script on the mic. You can't tell me he can't walk into somebody's office and be like, look, let's do this right.
Well, we don't know what happened in that meeting.
And that's what will change my opinion, depending on what comes
and
out.
And honestly, it'll probably never be revealed what happened during that meeting.
Punk was at a Wizard World Philadelphia this weekend, and his panel, while people just kind of took it as face value, it really didn't hit people close to home until this whole thing happened and people started tweeting about what he said. He had some pretty interesting things to say over the weekend about his character. He for the first time, he finally just admitted, I just go in, people tell me what to do, I go in and do it, and I go home.
And that's kind of a thing that shows where his burnout is probably getting to.
Yeah.
Because he'd be the first person, if somebody came up to him with a script saying, okay, we're doing this today, he looks at it, if it was stupid, go, fuck you, no.
Yeah.
If he's honestly admitting in public where he's just kind of going and going through the motions, that's showing that it's starting to get to him.
Okay, let's go over the reasons, at least what we've read. And we'll leave out the stupid, extraneous ones that, like, the really bottom dirt sheets come up with about...
What's the weirdest one have you heard?
The weirdest one I heard was that it was a meeting between Vince, AJ, Paul Heyman, Punk, and I want to say...
Lesnar. Let's throw in Lesnar.
Armstrong was in there.
Yeah.
And they were telling him he can't go out tonight because he hasn't passed his concussion test. And then he was saying, no, I passed your fucking test. This is bullshit and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
He was not benched for a concussion.
Yeah.
And WWE takes their concussions really seriously now. Look at the fall of Dolph Ziggler because of concussions. Yeah. Like, you know, so that's...
Well, not really a fall because of that. He was in the doghouse off and on, but that's another episode.
Yeah. But, you know, that's the weirdest one I've heard. People are saying it's because Batista's got the top spot. People are saying he feels that Bryan should have had the top spot, or he feels like he should have had the top spot. You know, that's what I've heard.
And then also, too, just not wanting another Triple H CM Punk run.
Right.
Which I kind of don't blame him there.
Nagging injuries.
I think it's more It's more on the personal level of nagging injuries, burnout, life on the road and everything. Mm-hmm. Because honestly, we can say as much as we want here about how you should have done it a different way and everything. Until we actually are on that road, like, as constantly as they are.
Yeah.
Getting constantly bugged.
Yeah.
And having the dipshits come up to them. And the thankful fans. Because also, too, that's the one thing I've read a lot. That CM Punk has been getting a lot of Twitter hits. Just saying, hey, thank you. Just do what you need to do.
Right.
Come back whenever you can.
I mean, dude, like, for instance, and this is not me trying to, like, put myself in this scenario. I have a 2-hour commute to work and back from work, not counting if I hit traffic.
Yeah.
I do that 5 days a week. I spend 20 hours a week on the road.
Yeah.
And I am fucking tired. I can only imagine what it's like to do that every day and wrestle and do media appearances.
Yeah.
And deal with fans. Like, I'm burnout. I'm tempted to walk into my boss's office and be like, I'm out.
Yeah.
But I have a job and a future family, so I can't do that. So, anyways.
Yeah.
I can't be as ballsy as CM Punk.
Yeah.
I don't know if my opinion on that will ever change.
Until you know the actual facts of the
truth. I don't know.
Unless, like, punches were thrown or something, I don't think we'll ever know.
You're part of a team. And, like, the reason, maybe, and I get it, like, I get they can't just go in and schedule everybody time off and, you know, be like, okay, well, Cena's wrestled for so many days and we'll give him a week and Punk's wrestled for so, and I get it. When your fellow team gets injured, obviously they gotta go out and you gotta pick up the weight. But that's what it is. You're part of a team. And as much as they are individual wrestlers, they are all in it for the same thing. They are all trying to put on the best show for their fans. And to look at your team and to look at everybody who's backed you and who's, and just kind of go, it's too much, and to just turn and walk, especially before WrestleMania, especially before, like, everything the entire year builds up to, is just, it's not right.
Well, then I guess the next thing to bring up would be the contract in July.
Yeah, that was something you and I were having a discussion about just before we turned on the microphone. Okay, a lot of what other people are saying as well is this is illegal. He has signed a contract. He's legally obligated to perform his duties until July. They can sue him. He's stupid. He's going to lose money. Blah, 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 blah. Now, when a wrestler, at least from what we've seen from the documentaries we've watched and the interviews that what we know from a fan perspective, when a wrestler signs a contract, they are not obligated to perform every single day of that contract. There is a minimum amount of days that they are obligated to perform, anywhere from like 208 days to 312 days, depending upon who they are, and they get paid for those days accordingly. Any days beyond that, whether it be house shows, media appearances, or actual TV or pay-per-view appearances, they get paid a bonus.
Yeah.
They get paid even bigger of a bonus if it's a pay-per-view, if it's WrestleMania, a SummerSlam, a Royal Rumble, or a Survivor Series, they get paid extra. So there's varying levels, of varying degrees of the contract. As long as Punk has served his minimum amount of days, which probably I would guess his would be probably close to 300.
Yeah.
You know, that's including house shows. And Punk is a guy that does house shows.
Yeah.
Punk, Cena, you know, all Ryback, Ziggler, all those guys, they do house shows. They're not the part-timers, which obviously the part-timer contracts don't have that.
Yeah.
But there are some other people that are even on main contract that don't do house shows.
Yeah.
You know? So, if Punk has done house shows, which there's about 3 house shows a week, generally 4 if it's in the summer months, there's 4 house shows a week plus 2 television appearances. That's 6 episodes, that's 6 appearances just in wrestling, not counting media appearances. That's 6 a week. To hit 300, he has to do that 43 something weeks a year.
But if you honestly look at it, though, too, with his contract being up in July,
yeah.
He may have already hit his...
He probably has.
Yeah.
So as long as he has hit his minimum days, he is fine. Look what happened with Bret Hart. Bret Hart was the WWF, at the time, champion. He had put in his minimum amount of days. He was legally out of his contract, which is why he signed his WCW contract. He was legally allowed to do that. And then the whole Montreal Screwjob thing, we're not going to get into that.
Yeah.
But he was completely legal in what he did. Punk could be completely legal in what he did.
Yeah.
He could have met his minimum amount of days and said, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out. And as long as he did that, there's nothing WWE can do to touch him legally. They can be pissed off at him all they want. They could blacklist him for, well,
Obviously, nobody ever gets Black Bliss anymore, it seems like.
They brought Ultimate Warrior back. They're going to bring Punk back eventually. But that they could close that door on him for a year or two.
Yeah.
You know,
and I don't think Punk will really shed a tear on that.
No, I don't think he will either. Because I think he's going to just completely bow out of wrestling for a little while.
Yeah. But also, too, like you just mentioned, back in the days of the WWF.
Right.
I remember the night that the F was dropped.
Yeah.
It was the same night that Austin picked up his ball and went home.
Yeah. Because he was going into a match with...
They wanted him to do a match with Brock Lesnar that night without doing a proper build-up and everything.
Right.
And that even kind of trumps what Princess Holly was saying. Basically, Austin was locked in.
Yeah.
And it's like they said, he literally picked up his ball, went on the plane, and went home.
Mm-hmm.
At least, I guess in this circumstance, Punk did what he had to do. He did the Royal Rumble pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And he was doing the build-up and everything. And I'm going to, like I've said, it seems like, honestly, it was burnout. He was getting to that point of WrestleMania maybe coming up and everything. It's Big Show of the Year.
But he also knows he's not getting that main event spot. He knows it.
But also, too, I don't think he cared about the main event spot. I think he just wanted something. Not just a rehash of the Austin corporate days where he's fighting the Authority.
Right.
And he probably, like you said, he was just going in, looking at the strips, going, okay, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not Punk.
I mean, if his contract days were fulfilled, he did do his Royal Rumble. Everybody saw him pretty much
sleep.
He wasn't horribly involved.
Punk was not committed to the Royal Rumble match. We all saw that.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, it could have been what they had for him. They just, you know, you're going to stay in. Everybody's going to kind of do
pace
that.
Pace yourself.
Right. And everybody's going to do that. Oh, is he going to be the last one? Is it number one all the way to 30? You know,
and the poorly hidden Kane is going
to
come and get
Well, that's a little thing, too. Like, we talked about Punk. We noticed Punk off to the side not really seem like he cares. But also, too, that might have been the way he's supposed to pace it. And we even admitted when we were watching it, the camera work kind of sucked that
night. My God. Whoever your guys' production team was that day, for the love of God, demote them.
Yeah. The camera work kind of sucked
put
that
them
night.
Back, put them back on wiring. Put them back on AC duty, getting lenses and stuff. But please, whoever you guys had for the day after WrestleMania, whoever the camera team was for that, please bring them.
Yeah. Because
that was some of the most amazing work ever. Now, in my opinion...
I never finished my actual...
Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I was just saying, if that's the way it went down, and he went into Vince and did try to do it right, and Vince just got pissed off and took him off of all of the advertising, and Vince is the one throwing the fit...
Which would be a shock.
I changed... I 180 absolutely everything I said. Just to throw that out there, guys.
So you're open to the idea that it's possible.
Yeah.
You just basically want to know what happened behind those doors.
Right. And unfortunately, I am biased. I don't necessarily like Punk or his attitude, even after watching his documentary or anything like that. It just, you know, our personalities just don't mix. It's just a thing.
Yeah. I was having a conversation with my boss, the proverbial boss on which I want to quit on, apparently.
We need that boss.
No, my boss is cool. He actually asked me today because the break room fridge is right next to his desk.
And did you poop in it?
I pooped in the fridge. I went and grabbed a bottle of water out of there, and he was like, are you still watching? Like, are you still keeping up on it? And I didn't expect him to, because I had told him about it, and I expected that first conversation yesterday to be the end of it. I get in this morning, and he approaches me about it, and I was like, all right, great, this is going to be a fun conversation. And I was like, yeah, you know, I've been checking websites up until I went to bed. I woke up this morning, grabbed my phone, checked the dirt sheets. I was like, not really a whole lot's come out within the last 14 hours, you know, sort of thing. And
so that's a good shot. Your boss might listen to this.
It's probably, I'll probably give it to him.
Hi, hey, sir.
Hi. Don't fire me.
Hi. Have a good day.
But we got to talking about the whole thing. And again, it came down to, like, what is the reason behind it? Like, that's pretty much what everybody wants to know at this point, is, like, what's the reason, you know, sort of thing. And, you know, we were troubleshooting different things that it could be, and really it just kind of boiled down to is, like, he's got to know what he's doing.
Yeah.
I hope it was for a good reason. I hope nothing is wrong. Like, I hope it wasn't, like, something, like, family-oriented, like, something went terribly wrong. I hope that he's not, like, injured and they're trying to keep it quiet or anything like that. I really hope he's just tired. I hope he did it right so that he does not lose the respect of anyone.
Mm-hmm. Well, they can lose the respect, but like he mentioned, Warrior's back. Anything's possible.
Another reason why I brought up my
weirder
boss...
things have happened.
Another reason why I brought my boss was for a secondary conversation we had about... Unfortunately, with wrestling, there's this kayfabe world.
Yeah.
Like, wrestling exists on this weird plane of dimension. It's like... It's got this alternate reality applied to it that we, at times, don't know if something is a work or a shoot.
Kevin was playing with.
You know, we don't know. And we don't know if this punk thing is being blown out of proportion. Like Holly could have said, it could just be that Vince is the one throwing the fit, or he has to go home to take care of personal matters, or he's injured. There's a million things it could be, and how much of that is exaggeration now?
Well, exactly like you put it, how much is exaggeration? Because honestly, the WWE has not put anything on .com yet about him being gone, and I don't think they will.
No future endeavoring.
No, but the whole fact of the matter is, where we're getting all this from is the dirt sheets. Is from... Was that grammatically correct?
At this point, it doesn't matter.
Okay. But from other podcasts and just from what we know ourselves. Like I said, with the burnout, the nagging injuries and stuff like that. That's the reason I'm like... I would be curled up in a fetal position in the locker room crying. Oh, I want that hole.
Yeah.
And then just check out society, like... Somebody unfollows somebody on Twitter, and we're like, "Ooh,
bingo!" It's like that is how it is right now.
Yeah,
that does as little as that action is. It's literally a fucking mouse click. As little as that is,
but it says
speaks
everything.
It speaks volumes.
Well, look at this. Evan Bourne is still followed by WWE on Twitter.
Yeah,
Zack Ryder, JTG.
They must be high on Evan Bourne.
Yeah.
Oh, high flyer.
No, got busted for marijuana.
Oh, that too.
That was like 2 years ago.
But yeah, he still
it's his foot's demolished.
I mean, for God's sakes, they pushed Hoski. When Zack Ryder did Hoski, they did back it.
Well, you know? That's the only thing they back on him.
Oh.
No offense, Zack.
They have a career other than wrestling. We'll back you.
Yeah. Oh.
That's sad.
Okay.
But anyways.
We love you.
I want to know the reason behind it. I support it as long as it was done, like Holly said, in the right way. As long as he's fulfilled his minimum duties, and
he doesn't walk into Vince's office, pooped in his trash can, and go,
"Yeah,
fuck you,"
light the trash can on fire, and then like
then
walk
in.
Out. Yeah, you know. But okay, I have
that's dangerous.
I don't think that Punk doesn't come off as that type of person.
Exactly.
I mean, like I can imagine him finally blowing his top if like. They get in a heated argument, he'll blow his top. But I don't imagine him kicking in Vince's door, being like, "Deuces, motherfucker!" And then like,
I'm out.
And then like, having that nice wide shot of him walking up the rampway and it gets blurry, you know, as if it was a movie. But like, you know, him or like AJ chasing him, he's like, "I have to do this for myself." And then like, walks up the ramp. No, I don't imagine that music in the background, like that cowboy music, him going off in the sunset.
I think it probably went down. He left the office, talked to a couple people, and was like, I'm out.
Yeah. So, what do you think he's doing? Not what do you think he's doing now, because obviously he's just keeping quiet now. He's probably sleeping.
Yeah, probably.
For all we know. What do you think he is going to do if he is not going to wrestle? Because obviously he's made enough money that he doesn't have to do shit.
Holly? Queen Holly?
Wow, you got promoted. Apparently your mom died.
Aww.
I didn't go that far. I didn't go dark.
I gotta make a phone call. What do I think he's gonna do?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he opens up a school or something. Like, if he never came back to wrestling, which I don't think is gonna happen. That just doesn't seem feasible. Mm-hmm. He seemed to like it. Like, when he was in it, and all is good, and...
When he's in, he's in it.
Yeah, and... Shut up, I'll give Punk his credit. Like, he's entertaining to watch, whatever.
Yay! He won her over! High five.
Let's put that on wax.
or
digital wax.
Digital wax. Ones and zeros.
Alright. I think he'll be back. I think he's going to take some time off. I think he's going to breathe and relax and heal some injuries, and, you know, he'll be back.
I like
and Vince is never going to tell him no.
Yeah.
Oh man, can you imagine the big pop that he's going to get when he does come back.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's going to be the most exciting thing you guys have seen in a long time.
Oh, called the personality rip in there.
Oh, jeez. Or even go back to his old school song.
Never mind. That's going to be
crazy. If I do remember correctly, one of the last interviews, last interviews I read with him, but like one of the last podcasts I heard with him, he was talking to Marvel about doing a comic book.
I can see him do that.
I could see him, like, taking this time going, hey, Marvel, I'm done now for a little while. Let's do this.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to pull out a reference. I'm going to dust it off real quick, and then he's going to find his smile.
Ah!
Yes, I pulled that out, but...
Shawn Michaels.
Wow. Years ago. We'll tell you about it later.
Yeah. You'll see it on the WWE
Network. I'm still the newbie. My God.
Well, I think we pretty much covered it.
I didn't get to say what I thought he was going to do.
Oh, okay. What do you think?
Do you have a thought?
Yeah, I think so. That's exactly what you guys
Jesta?
Said. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I think he's just going to enjoy it. He's just going to take the breather. He's probably going to step in the comic book world. He's probably going to take the breather, let the injuries heal.
He'll probably boost back up his jiu-jitsu training.
Yeah. He's probably just going to, unfortunately, to use that reference, find a smile. Yeah, because like you said about what he said at that freaking panel, him just going in, just going with the flow and just going, whatever, I'll do whatever you want. That's not Punk. And that, if I was backstage seeing Punk kind of go through the motions of it, I'd be worried.
Mm-hmm. Now, one more rumor I do want to squash, and it's not due to any official statement, it's literally just through history.
Two Marks and a Chick will be around for a while.
Yes. He is not personally holding a vendetta against Batista about his spot. Dave Batista and CM Punk are really close friends. They became friends through the Hoist Gracie School. CM Punk in other times has said that he's okay with Batista coming back to the WWE. Anything that's said about Batista is he's upset that Brian's spot is being taken over by somebody else. It has nothing to do with Batista himself. It's literally lack of Brian's push. So anything you read about him being mad at Dave Batista, it's just TMZ style bullshit. So
lack of Brian's push.
On all
heads of the of the company, like Brian has to be the top man on every he's gonna hold every championship soon. You watch.
Yeah, he's gonna hold the Divas Championship.
Well, the way he's over, it's kind of stupid that WWE is not pushing him.
Yeah, I don't understand why the company has to make the fans pick.
Well, yeah, but okay. Here's the thing. We all, as fans, were so amped up for Brian to come into the Rumble and win, and we were ready for it, and we were ready for it.
He's not even in the Rumble.
And he isn't even in the Rumble, and look what the fuck happened on the internet.
Yeah. Who was the 30th?
Rey Mysterio.
Hell, Mick Foley destroyed his TV. He destroyed his daughter's TV.
Mick Foley took his son's autographed baseball bat and destroyed his daughter's television because...
Wait, that actually happened?
Yes.
I'll show you.
Initially, after watching Royal Rumble, Mick Foley wanted to throw a brick through his TV, but his wife talked him down.
And then Mankind came in.
Yeah. So he decided he was going to wait until the kids were at school the next day and his wife was out of the house and he could do it outside. It's Mick Foley. He's retired.
Slept, woke up, and was like, I still want that TV.
And then TMZ hit him up going, we want to record it.
You're out.
That's funny.
But that's getting off the point of this episode.
So I think we pretty much covered it. I would love to see Punk take some time off. Even if he's... Okay, I don't want him to come back from this. I do not want to see Punk back on television for a little while.
Yeah.
If this is it, this is it. Like, don't throw the money truck at him to make him come back. Don't promise him a spot to make him come back. Just let the guy go. Regardless of how it went down, regardless of what was said or done, just let the guy go. Give him a break.
Let him enjoy his break. Let him take the breather, heal up.
Yeah.
That'd be the cool thing, too, seeing 100% healed CM Punk.
Yeah.
With a better haircut and better facial hair.
On the positive note, with Punk being gone, Sheamus is taking over all of Punk's spots right now.
We all know how I feel about that one.
So Empress Hollywood, give a shit.
Jesus, you're going to be Goddess Holly if we keep this show going any longer.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Real quick, too, we just wanted to say, while this was a special episode, the weekly episodes are not coming back. Our schedules just do not allow it to happen. We've got a lot of personal stuff going on with our different jobs and different things.
You can always listen to Nowhere California.
Yes. If you want to find out what's going on with Josh, listen to facebook.com/NowhereCalifornia. You can listen to the Facebook page, apparently. But you got to scroll, just highlight all the text, have your computer read it.
Well, I do post the episode, so you can look at facebook.com.
Yeah, you can find it there. As far as anything with myself or Holly, we don't really have anything out in the world right now. We are in the midst of possibly doing some podcasts. You'll have
something in a...
You might catch us on Nowhere,
California. You'll catch us on Nowhere, California. The other thing, too, is...
You might find out my real name on Nowhere, California.
You might. We are also in the midst of...
You have a production coming up in a few months, too.
Yeah, we have a big change coming in our lives.
oh, I was like, wait, what's happening?
Yeah, for the...
Well, I'm not doing anything.
We found out just after New Year's that Holly and I are going to be having a child.
We didn't even tell him we were engaged yet.
Oh, yeah.
Sinners!
Yeah, we're engaged. We got engaged before the baby. Anyway, what I want to say is...
super excited about getting engaged and marrying.
Boom.
That,
Okay, that's off topic. What I want to say is the weekly...
I had a really bad joke in my head.
The weekly episodes will not be coming back. However, guys, Two Mercs and Chick, like... Draven, Josh, wow.
Yeah.
Hi, Draven.
Hey! Like Josh said, the Two Marks and Chick is not gone. We are tentatively planning on doing another show at WrestleMania, or on WrestleMania weekend, because we're not going to be at WrestleMania. And now with the network coming out, and with one of us bound to be getting the network,
yeah,
or if all of us getting the network, expect to see some periodic shows, maybe probably just pay-per-view recaps here and there, news updates.
Flashbacks.
Like Flashbacks. So we're not gone. We're not gone, but don't set your watches to us either. So
we'll just go into hibernation off and on.
Yeah, we'll just pop in every once in a while, like that really fun uncle who just disappears for 5 months and then comes back.
That's creepy.
You know?
Yeah, that was a little creepy.
Anyways, on that creepy note, I'm Doug.
I'm Josh.
And I am Empress Holly.
Go watch some wrestling. See you guys later. John Cena is one of the.